Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earle. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome. Today we continue looking at how to love someone you hate. These words are offered up by Alan Webster. As we look at some steps you should take to restore a relationship. Another step you should take is to look for some opportunity to help this person. Cultivate the grace of mercifulness and compassion. In James 2 and verse 13, the Bible says, "For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." Speak to others in a kindly manner about the person who has done you an injustice. Consider this story by Wendell Winkler. Estelle Barrett Baxter tells a story of riding on a plane next to a man who was an executive. When Baxter asked what caused the blindness, the man answered by telling how a competitor of his hired a gangster to throw acid in his face. Baxter asked if he knew who he was. "Yes, but I could not prove it in court," he said. Asked if he felt a terrible resentment, he said, "I did for years. It dawned on me that I was doing myself the real injury. I forgave this man, and actually did him some favors in recent years." Let us strive to do what we can to restore any broken relationship. Thank you for listening.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of God.